Welcome to the Side Action Podcast, the sports gambling show that covers everything in the world of sports betting from A through Z. We'll cover the four major sports, as well as anything and everything in between worth some action, and we'll increase the size of your bankroll. And here we go.
All right, good evening, everybody. Four shadows, we're in the house. My name is Jim Weglars, a.k.a. Wegs. We do a podcast called Side Action Podcast. It's a gambling podcast for sports. That's why we're here. You can follow me at Wegspool on Twitter and Instagram.
And this is Action, also known as Steve. You can follow me on Twitter at 31SRoberts. We also have a Twitter handle for the podcast. It's called at Side Action Pod. If you guys are interested in picks or insight into games as they're coming up, you can follow us there and get information.
So thank you everybody for coming. First of all, we want to thank the Four Shadows for having us here. Rob, the owner, and Matt, and Cassandra, and Randy, the bartender. So thanks everybody. Thank our loyal fans. We've got the youngest fan in our midst. He's 11 weeks old. That's Henry over there. Thanks, Henry.
Henry just gave you a wave.
He just gave me a shout out. I saw that. Also, my niece Ruby. She's 5.
Hi, Ruby.
So what we're going to do is we're going to recap the first 8 games from today. We'll go over the next 8 games for tonight and pick out 4 spots for tomorrow for all you guys trying to gamble and make your picks.
So we assume you all are here to watch NCAA basketball, as are we. So welcome.
That's right. So, first of all, in the first half of the 8 games, 7 of the 11, 7 of the 8 underdogs covered the spread, didn't they, Action?
Yeah, incredible. Including New Mexico State in thrilling fashion there. Almost came out with the outright win as well.
That's right. We did have a Bradley cover. I heard that, buddy. Bradley covered. There we go. Shout out for Bradley.
I did have a Bradley bet as well, plus 18.5. Came home.
They almost came all the way back. Actually, you only had one. You had 2 lower seeds win in the actual tournament itself, but you had 7 out of 8 covers. And then the over-unders for the totals, you actually had, what was the last one?
That game went under.
Yeah, so you had 5 of the 8 went over the total, which is kind of atypical. We also track a lot of first half over and unders, and in this case it's split 4-4, which is one of Action's favorite things to do.
Yeah, I hit a couple this morning, but also lost one in that early game. Louisville and Minnesota went over in the first half.
Yeah, that was unique. So let's talk about the spots for this evening. 1 second, Ruby. So the first game we got right on the TV already, it's Florida playing Nevada. Nevada is a 2.5-point favorite. The total is 134.5. The first half total is 62. So what do you like in that one, Action?
Well, I think the bettors here in the studio missed out already, but I'm on Florida to win this game outright and took them on the money line here just before we jumped on.
Oh, that's great. What was the money line for that?
Plus 140 for the Gators.
Okay. For those that don't know betting, that means if you put down 10 bucks, you'll win 14 if they win the game. That's the money line bet. I like Florida in that one, too. Hey, shout out to Matt Stanford, Henry's papa. All right, thank you. So the second game we've got, do you have an idea on the total on that one, Action?
It was low, 134 or yep. So.
Do you like it over or under on that?
Definitely under.
Okay, under on that game for sure. The second game we've got Abilene Christian against Kentucky. Kentucky's a robust 20.5-point favorite, although that may be moving because P.J. Washington, their star power forward and leading scorer, is out for this game. And the total is 132, first half, 62 on the total.
Yeah, I don't have much on this game. I expect Kentucky's going to roll, but I'm not going to be laying points that heavy.
So it's a stay-away spot for Action and for me in this one because, to be honest with you, P.J. Washington's killing me. I need them to go in the Final Four. The third game is St. Mary's against Villanova. Villanova is a 4.5-point favorite. The total is 129.5. The first half total is 59. What do you like in that one, Action?
Well, I got a lot of picks in this game. I think you and I both like St. Mary's to cover this short spread against Villanova.
Yep.
They showed us something last week against Gonzaga in the WCC final, and they play some very good defense. So I think it's going to stay under the total, and I'm going to take St. Mary's with the points.
Okay, I'm on that too. I actually did that bet. I got 5.5 when I bet it. What is the money line in that game?
I think 165.
Okay.
With St. Mary's. Definitely worth a look.
I did pick him in the bracket, although I've been pretty bad so far. So, you also believe that'll be an under first half under, right?
Yep, under 59, I think we got in the first half.
Okay, under the 59. The next game is Fairleigh Dickinson against the Zags, Gonzaga. Gonzaga is a huge 28-point favorite. 152.5 is the total, 72.5 in the first half. I'm assuming you're taking Fairleigh Dickinson in the points?
No, actually, I think Gonzaga is going to roll. Is that off? You lost it. I think Gonzaga is going to roll big in this game and blow Fairleigh Dickinson out of the water.
Okay. I'd stay away from that personally. That's 28 points is a lot of points for me.
You could also lay 9,000 on the money line to pay you $10.
Woof. That's not happening. All right, the next game we've got Montana against Michigan. Michigan's a 15-point favorite. The total is 129.5, 60.5 at halftime. What do you like in that one, Action?
I'm going to play Montana in this game. I think that they're a live underdog, and I think they can keep it close with Michigan. Just like Michigan State this morning came out and were a little flat after the Big Ten Championship last week, I think Montana's going to look at them and cover this number.
Okay, we talked about that on our podcast on Tuesday night. We did say that this originally came out at 16.5, so it's gone down. So I think you're right. The sharps seem to be on the side of Montana on this one. The next game is going to be a really exciting game. That's Seton Hall against Wofford. Wofford is a 2.5-point favorite, and they're 145.5 is the total, 66.5 for the first half. How do you like that one?
I don't really have much on this game. I'm looking forward to seeing it, though, see if Wofford can really hang with the big boys.
Yeah, as those that listen to the podcast, Wofford's one of my darling teams. I love them. It's a tough spot, though. I'm a little bit scared in this spot because Miles Powell is such a good scorer for Seton Hall. Two more games for tonight. You've got Old Dominion playing Purdue. That's Action's alma mater. Purdue is 12.5-point favorites. The total is 126.5, and the first half is 58.5. I know we talked on the podcast about this, that Old Dominion plays at a really slow pace. So you like the under in that total?
I do like the under. I like it better in the first half because I think both teams are going to come out pretty slow. I also played Old Dominion plus the points in the first half. They're getting 7. I think Purdue is going to come out a little bit flat tonight. Carson Edwards has been shooting very poorly lately, and Old Dominion is going to hang close at least for a half, and I think Purdue is going to pull away late.
Okay. So you're talking first half total and then maybe or may not the spread first half.
Yeah, I already picked Old Dominion plus 7.
Okay. The last game of the night is Baylor against Syracuse. Syracuse is a 1.5-point favorite. The total is 130.5, first half 60. Now, they did have a guy on Syracuse that suspended, their guard Howard. I don't know if that affected the spread. It's still 1.5?
1.5, 2 is across the board.
I did pick Syracuse in this game. 1.5, obviously, it's almost like a pick 'em, but I'm not sure if that makes a big difference with Howard out of the lineup.
Yeah,
it does. Matt Stanford and Henry's dad says it does. So you'd go the other way on that, huh, Baylor?
We got a crowd shout-out with the Baylor Bears.
All right, well, let's go over a couple spots for tomorrow night so good people can get back to the games. I know that's what they're excited about. We've got 4 spots tomorrow that we either differ on or we want to discuss. The second game, we know that this is an Iowa bar. So first of all, shout-out to the Iowa fans out here.
Woo!
Iowa's playing Cincinnati tomorrow in the first game, and we won't discuss it, but they're Cincinnati's 3.5-point favorites. That's a 137.5 total, 63.5 at halftime. Usually those first games are unders, though.
Yeah.
We usually warn you about that.
It's going to be a clash of two different styles, though. Iowa likes to run up and down the court, so we'll see if the Bearcats can hold them down and play their slow tempo.
That's right. The game we want to discuss is Oklahoma against Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a 1.5-point favorite. They're 142.5 on the total, 66 in the first half. I like Oklahoma in this game. I actually picked them in the bracket. I actually picked them plus 2 in this game. But you're on the other side, aren't you, Action?
Yeah, I like Mississippi and really surrounding the strength of their offense. I think that they're going to come out and shoot pretty well in this game, and I don't think Oklahoma should have made the tournament, so I expect they'll get bounced.
No, I hear what you're saying there. I agree Oklahoma's not the strongest team, but Ole Miss is kind of a pretender to me, as we talked about in the podcast. So if we did a head-to-head segment, which we usually do, we'd be head-to-head on that one, which I won the one today that we didn't do officially. unofficially.
I'm not going to count it, though.
All right, another big game is the Anteaters. This is the University of California at Irvine. They are playing Kansas State. Kansas State's a 4.5-point favorite. This is a super low total at 119, 54.5 at halftime. Now, we know Dean Wade is doubtful. Is he going to play?
He's out for the tournament, as far as I know. I don't expect him to come back, even if they win this game.
So you believe the Anteaters are going to eat?
I like Irvine, and I'm going to take the points, and I think that they're going to beat Kansas State outright. The Wildcats are a different team without their star, Dean Wade. He's the best offensive player they have, and really their only offense in most games. Also their leading rebounder, so without him, I think they're just a mediocre team, and Irvine hasn't lost since early January.
Right.
And I think they're going to keep that streak alive and move on to the second round tomorrow.
Irvine has won 30 games. They're a really good ball club. I'm still sticking with Kansas State there. They play incredible defense, top five, I believe, defensively. And they got Barry Brown. He can fill it up. So I'd go against you again in that one, too. All right, let's go two more games. We've got Oregon against Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a 2.5-point favorite. This is actually the lowest total we've got, 116.5 with 53 at halftime. What do you see in that one, Action?
This one's been very intriguing as far as the line movements. It opened up on Sunday night, and Oregon quickly moved to a favorite by 1 point, which surprised me, and I jumped all over Wisconsin because the Pac-12 love by all the bettors out there, I think, has gotten a little out of hand. They did play well last weekend in Vegas, but this is still the Pac-12, and they have a very poor strength of schedule, and they're a different team without Bowl. So I think Wisconsin and Ethan Happ are going to dominate this game, and I expect they'll win it easily.
Man, we should be doing head-to-head. I am all over Oregon here. They've won 8 straight. They have played in the Pac-12. However, they play incredible defense, and they found something without Bowl. They're actually playing more team offense without Bowl in the lineup. And Wisconsin just is – they're not impressing me. They look terrible in their loss in the Big Ten tournament. And I know Ethan Happ is kind of the best player on their team, but he kind of slows down the motion of that offense. So there's another one that we're going – opposite on.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin's defense is going to lock them down. I think it might stay under the total, too. I'm probably not going to bet it, but I think Brad Davison and company will have something for those Oregon Ducks.
Okay. The last game we wanted to talk about is Georgia State against Houston. This is kind of an upset special for Action here. Houston's a 12-point favorite. The total is 141.5 and 65 at halftime. I know some of the guys you follow, like Hoops Peterson, really like Georgia State in this one.
Yeah, and it just comes down to the three-point shooting. Georgia State is 17th ranked in the country in three-point shooting, and that's a recipe for an underdog covering on the opening day of the tournament. And Houston has been disappointing. They went the last couple of games in the AAC tournament and didn't cover in the semifinals and then lost outright to Cincinnati. So I think Georgia State can keep it close. I'm going to dabble on the money line, too.
Wow. We differ on all four of these, so this will be interesting to look at it. I like Houston. Houston's been solid all year. They're a top 15 team in KenPom, as we talked about. They're a great defensive team. Georgia State, I don't know. They're a good squad, and they've been to the tournament back-to-back years, but I can't go away from Houston on that one. So, all right, well, that kind of runs through Friday. Just generally, for anybody who is actually still listening, we have a we have a podcast that you can find on iTunes, we'll pass out some coasters with the information. It's called Side Action. You can follow us on Twitter at Side Action Pod. You can follow me individually at Wegspool on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can follow me on Twitter at 31S Roberts.
We typically tape once a week to give information about gambling for that week, our best spots. We usually do a head-to-head segment. But once again, we want to thank everybody for coming out. I want to thank little Ruby. She's there holding it in.
Wait, Ruby, did you have a question?
Did you have a question? We can take questions. What's your question, Ruby? The question was, what is the value of a bug and an insect? I don't have the answer to that. Do you have that, Action?
You could eat a June bug. That might have some protein. There's some value there. But in terms of gambling, I wouldn't say much. There could be some bugs that fester inside of an arena that could cause some poor shooting, perhaps.
What I would say, if it's really dark in the arena, we could use a lightning bug to light up the court. What about that? Is that a good one? We could take questions. Anybody have any questions from the crowd here? Thank you. Thank you.
Very good question.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You read a write-up in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Farley Dickinson and, yep, Belmont. Why don't they tell you where the college is located? Where are they located?
That's a great question. Yeah, yeah, that's a great one. Fairleigh Dickinson, I'm not sure where that's at.
Fairleigh Dickinson, I think, is the East Coast school.
Yep.
I'm not sure exact location, but Belmont is in Tennessee.
It's in Tennessee.
Nashville.
Tennessee.
Uh-huh. It's in Nashville, that's right.
Nashville?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
That's right.
And there's another one.
That's awesome. Yeah, they should do that for sure. Okay, we got a question.
Will the early start times on a lot of these games, because most of the games are being played later at night, will that push the overall scores under, or are you looking at that as far as betting goes?
The early start times typically work to the under, at least that's our theory, although the first game today did not prove true.
Yeah, I mean, I found historically the early AM games, especially those that start at 11 here Central Time, are difficult for the shooters to get going. So I look to play them under, especially in the first half.
Any other questions? Well, before we sign off, I just wanted to say, you know, thanks everybody for coming out. Thanks to the Four Shadows and all the staff. Thanks to the family and friends that came to support the Side Action. Matt's here. He's a loyal listener. But basically, we cover, with the Side Action Pod, we cover not just the gambling from week to week. We also cover the legislative changes. Like, for example, Illinois should be legal within this year, or at least in the next 12 months. So you will be gambling more readily at various locations.
Yeah, thanks for enduring our 16 minutes of fame here to talk about college basketball. And let's get back to the games.
All right, thank you.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Side Action Podcast. We appreciate all of your listens and thank you for joining us. We'll see you all again next week on Thursday for some more hot picks and side action. Side Action Podcast, its owners and associates take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the show hosts or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of this podcast, and opinions between talk show hosts may conflict. Individuals following the advice given on the podcast accept their own risk of losses from wagers made, as the Side Action Podcast, its owners, hosts, associates, or guests will not guarantee any advice given. The opinions and advice given on the Side Action Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Intro and outro and transition music credits. Song titles, Jerry 5 and District 4 by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.org. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by 3.0.